This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's mergers and acquisitions news comes with an arm bar and a reverse naked choke, maybe a single leg takedown. And that's just from a quick Google of UFC terms, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, better known as UFC. It also goes by MMA, mixed martial arts. The organization has sold itself to a talent agency for a kind of amazing $4 billion. The deal with WME, IMG, and private equity giants, including Michael Dell, yes, that Michael Dell, is said to be the richest transaction for a sports organization ever. Gigi Duban has that story.
People in the mixed martial arts world put it like this. You're walking down the street and you come to four corners. On one corner, there are guys playing basketball. On another, there's soccer. The third corner has guys playing catch and...
And the fourth corner, there are two guys fighting. Which one are you going to watch?
Joe Favorito is a sports marketing consultant. He also ran a mixed martial arts league and sold it to UFC. The answer now more than ever, he says, is people are going to watch the fight. Part of that is human nature, but also Favorito says the UFC did all the right things to go mainstream.
Literally going state by state to make sure that people were educated enough to know that this wasn't kind of, you know, a blood sport anymore, that it had matured.
MMA was banned in many states. Now it's legal in all 50. And the UFC focused on getting more people to watch. Christian Vaccaro teaches sociology at Indiana University of Pennsylvania and wrote a book about mixed martial arts.
They drew heavily on reality entertainment television to promote the sport across several different networks.
From Spike TV to Fox Sports to subscriptions to online events. Brett Boyle, who teaches marketing and sports business at St. Louis University, says talent group IMG already has a strong digital presence. So it's no wonder it wants to steer UFC's growing millennial fan base toward its content. Because those millennials?
Not only is it a large group of people, but it's folks with spending power.
And that all adds up to a real sports knockout. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.